Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, hello to everyone I met in Bedford last night. Not very close together and not similar in any way.
No.
Bedford.
Did you go to Bradford first by mistake? Is that what happened?
Yeah. It was a long round trip, that was. Met some nice students in Bedford last night. Yeah.
Make their Christmas for them.
Well, I tried. Stopped off at London Gateway Services. Are you familiar with that one? Oh, just off the M1. I don't know if you know it. It's a fairly small service station.
Why would I be familiar with that one? I don't tend to
have... Well, you go on your world tour with Comedy
Dave.
Yeah,
I know, but Dave's the one that remembers all the service stations.
He does. He's got that weird thing with phone numbers and postcodes and service stations.
Yeah.
He is weird.
Yeah. I don't, really.
Anyway, this is on the way back at London Gateway. Hello, if you're listening at London Gateway right now. And I went into the shop bit on the way back, you know, like you do, to get whatever, a Diet Coke, maybe a buffet butter. Or one of those pasties
that
are very popular. And there's a woman in there, and she's on her phone, and it's clear she's having some kind of argument, but she's trying to have a quiet argument. You know, on the phone, where you don't want anyone else to hear what you're saying on the phone. She's quite quiet like that, right? And then, but she kind of ruins it and lets rip with a massive... But I'm not wearing any knickers! Now, the whole shop at this point stops. I don't know where that came from, because until then, she was quite quiet. But the whole place stops. The woman behind the counter stops what she's doing. People by the magazine stop.
I bet they did.
People just...
I bet the people who loitered by the magazines, I bet they really did look around.
Blimey.
Strange you should say that.
People are just staring. The whole place is still, just looking at her. Now, how does that phrase, anybody, crop up in your average phone conversation? What was happening on the other end of the phone? Any ideas?
No.
Now, it was a bit like that thing. Remember we did ages ago that thing called Silence the Restaurant, where we sent Laura out and to a busy restaurant at like lunchtime, and we would make her shout things out and try to make a busy restaurant just be quiet. What kind of things did you use to shout out?
But what about the body and the boot?
Yeah. That made them stop talking. What else was there?
But Mum, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Now, I think, without realising, last night at London Gateway, I have found the winning phrase. We were trying to find a phrase where everyone would stop what they were doing and stop talking. But I'm not wearing any knickers appears to be the one that will stop people in their tracks. Now, I'd quite like to prove this today, after my experience on the M1 last night. If you could call me, if you're in a busy place at the moment, and we could play Silence the Wherever You Are. Like she played Silence the Service Station Shop last night, but with the phrase, but I'm not wearing any knickers. And we'll see if you're in a busy place and we can make the whole place go quiet. Call me and speak to one of our friendly operatives, Laura, on 08700 100 100 now, if you're prepared to take part in this little experiment with me. Call me, you need to be somewhere busy, and the phrase is, but I'm not wearing any knickers! 08700 100 100, call up, go on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you seen that advert that goes on and on and on? There's a series of them, I think, with the Spice Girls.
Oh, yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
It makes me not want to shop at that supermarket.
Why?
Just because they're so awful.
They're not the best adverts,
you
are
know?
They?
No. God. I mean, they're not quite at Kerry Katona level, but, you know, they're on the way.
Isn't Jason Donovan in some of those as well now?
In the Kerry Katona ones, yeah. Alan Hansen's doing some as well.
Is he?
For a different supermarket, yeah.
Yeah. Thing is, if you got off for that money, you'd probably do it.
Yeah, but I'd make sure the ads were top quality.
Would you?
Not the cheese that the Spice Girls are coming out with.
Because they're all kind of like walking around buying Christmas presents for one another and trying to avoid each other in the supermarket, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I know what the one that doesn't speak is writing down now.
Ian Wright's new DVD.
Yes, that's just my voice on there.
All right.
That isn't anything else.
Okay.
I knew as soon as I said about the quality that you might bring that up, yes.
Okay, apart from that one.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Not as bad as the Spice Girls one.
It's not as bad as the Spice Girls one.
Lulu does one as well. Have you seen that
Lulu
one?
Does do one.
That's
They're all
Alan
on.
Hansen, yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it goes on for hours, this advert, and they're just walking around the supermarket as if they go around Tesco's themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Nothing happens.
They'd do it online, wouldn't they?
They definitely would, yeah. Anyway, we found this today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that old Christmas song called Christmas Wrapping? No?
No.
It goes a bit like this.
All right.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Well, a few years ago, the Spice Girls did a cover version of it, right?
Right.
And we found the CD of it today, because it's nearly Christmas, and mm-hmm. we're just seeing if we want to play some Christmas songs. Now, have a listen to this. Are they slagging off the same supermarket that they've just done a big advert for? Listen to this. Listen. Are they saying that Tesco have small turkeys?
They are, well, they are, aren't
that's
they?
That's what they're saying. They've changed their tune, haven't they? For some hard cash. Oh, you love Tesco now. We'll do your adverts, even though you've got really small turkeys. Listen again. See, that's what money can do to people. Isn't that terrible?
Unbelievable.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, so this started last night when I was at London Gateway Services, just off the M1, on the way back from Bedford, stopping off to get a few snacks and a drink, and there's a woman on the phone having one of those quiet arguments, and then shouts out, I don't know why, but I'm not wearing any knickers, which I think is the phrase that will stop everyone, mm-hmm. wherever you happen to be in a busy place. Rob!
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm at a checkout at Morrison's.
A checkout at Morrison's where?
St. Albans.
Okay, I'm guessing at this time it's probably quite busy with shoppers.
There's a lot of shoppers.
Right, okay. And you're right by the checkout now, yeah?
Yes.
Just so I can picture, because I have been to St. Albans Morrison's, which particular checkout is it?
It's right next to the express till. It's
yeah.
It's a big one.
I know what you mean. Yeah. How do I do?
Do you have a knowledge of most of these Morrison's cash tills?
I just remember stuff like that.
All right.
Okay, right. What I need you to do is pretend you're having just a normal phone conversation, okay? Yeah?
Yep.
So I'll talk to you for a bit and we'll just have a kind of like meaningless chat, all right?
Yep.
And then the phrase is really loud, but I'm not wearing any knickers at the top of your voice, okay? Right.
Can, can I call you something random? Instead of calling you Scott, can I call you something random when I shout at you?
What do you want to call me?
Can I call you Dad?
But Dad, I'm not wearing any knickers.
Yeah, I want to shout out, Dad, I'm not wearing any knickers.
Yeah, I feel a bit wrong being your dad, but that's fine if
you
want to
do that. Is that the first time anybody's ever asked to call you Dad?
Yeah, it actually is. But that's fine, Rob, whatever you want. It's your game. Okay, right, so let's start off the meaningless conversation. Hi, son, how are you?
I'm fine, Dad, how's it going?
Yeah, all right. What have you been up to today?
Oh, I'm just doing a bit of shopping at the moment.
Oh, yeah, whereabouts?
I'm in Morrison's.
All right, are you going to come around for tea later?
I might do. I might find a little bit of trouble with that, though, Dad.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I'm not wearing any knickers! Oh, my God.
What? What?
I'm getting escorted out.
No, you're not.
I'm getting escorted out by a lady with some baps.
With some baps?
Yeah.
What? What are you on about?
Hang on. I'm outside now.
Right, what happened there, the lady with the baps?
I didn't realise that right next to me there was a lady filling up a stand of French stick bap things and she just, like, grabbed hold of my arm and pulled me out. What, I mean, the reason being is because I've been hanging around for 10 minutes at the back of the checkout. It's like a right weirdo. Well, and now I'm in a car park and all the customers that heard me shout it and now it's staring at me as if to say, you weirdo.
Well, yeah, you just told your dad that you're not wearing knickers, you weirdo.
Yeah, well, it's cold.
It is. Right, well, thanks for that, Rob. I'm sorry you got chucked out.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry about that. Right. Imagine being chucked out with a French stick around. Will.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Carmarthen.
Right, okay. Whereabouts?
It's in Wales.
Yeah, I know. I know Carnarvon's in Wales. No, I
He's got the measure of you, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has. What kind of place are you in? Are you in a restaurant, a shop?
Oh, no, I'm in a bus station.
Oh, a bus station. That's probably quite busy at this time.
Yeah, there's plenty of people here.
Okay, right. So, how many people do you say are there at the moment?
About 80, 90.
Wow, okay. And have you got some friends there with you as well?
Yeah, pile of ranch.
Right, we're going to change the phrase slightly, all right?
Yeah.
The phrase is now, but I'm wearing my girlfriend's knickers.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start off just having, like, a little chat, okay?
Yeah.
And then the phrase is, but I'm wearing my girlfriend's knickers, and you have to shout it at the top of your voice. You get me, Will?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, right. So let's have the meaningless conversation first. Hi, Will. How are you today?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, are you just waiting for a bus, are you?
Yeah, just waiting for the bus, waiting to go home, yeah.
Yeah, and what time are you expecting the bus to arrive?
In about 5 minutes.
Oh, is it? Okay. And what time do you reckon you'll be home tonight?
I'm not, about five-ish.
Right, shout the phrase. Top of your voice, now.
I'm wearing my girlfriend's knickers!
I'm wearing my girlfriend's knickers.
Yeah, I got it quite wrong.
Are people cheering?
Yeah, on the bike to the bus, just jumped back on the bus.
I have a belly button!
Well, that went really well. Thanks, Will.
Cheers, Scott.
Messed up the phrase, but thanks anyway. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Boobies. Boobies. Big booby cookie.
It is Big Booby Cookie on Radio 1. Please welcome a lady that wants her boobs to be bigger for Christmas. Fran, hello.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Nice to see you yesterday as you embark upon our experiment to get you, as a Christmas present from the Scott Mills Show, bigger breasts for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, how exciting.
So you ate the first cookie yesterday. These are the cookies from Japan, the F-Cup cookies. You can eat them, and apparently your boobs do get bigger.
Yes, we'll hope.
How's it going? I mean, any difference, do you think, at all since you ate the first cookie?
Well, I have done a lot of looking in the mirror between last night and today, and I'm thinking, not yet, not at the moment anyway, and I've had a little feel.
You have,
and,
have you?
Yes, not yet, but, you know, I have, it was only the first one, so...
Yeah,
I think they might grow because I'm really going to will them to do that. I think they might.
Have you felt any kind of rumblings in them?
Well, you know what? I'm really not lying, but yes, I have. Honestly.
Oh, come on.
No, honestly, I'm really not joking. They feel a bit, maybe a little bit, but perhaps well, like it's my imagination.
Well, like they're stirring, ready to expand.
Well, maybe a little tingling.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
See, this could be a great Christmas present from us to you, couldn't it?
This could be absolutely brilliant.
So you don't think any change at the moment, but you are noticing a slight stirring, which might indicate that something's going to happen.
Yes, absolutely. I think it will happen.
Right, okay. And have you eaten cookie number two yet? I understand you've just eaten that, have you?
I have just eaten it. I've just enjoyed it with a nice cup of tea.
Excellent. Okay, right. Well, we'll get another update for you tomorrow. Can you just have a little feel for me now, just to see if there's any kind of growth there?
Oh, hang on. I'm in a car park.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a bit weird. All right, I have a feel.
Don't
hang
get
on.
Arrested.
What do you think?
Well, I've got hope for these boobies, you
Excellent.
Know.
Okay.
I have.
Right, well, there's a photo of you before you started eating the cookies up online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to go have a look at Fran. And would you be able to take a photo?
It's very close up.
It is close
it?
Up, but then it needs to be so you
All
can
right,
see
okay.
the difference. Would you be able to take a photo?
They could have at least put your face on it.
Yeah, that's true. Would you be able to take a photo of you now on your camera phone?
Yes, it'd be my pleasure.
Okay, right, send it to us, right, send it to Laura, yeah?
Will do, yeah.
And we'll get that put up online and see if people can notice any difference, all right?
Oh, fabulous.
Day two of Big Booby Cookie. Thank you, Volunteer Fran, I love you.
Bye-bye.
Boobies. Boobies. Big Booby Cookie.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We're trying to find the best phrase to make somewhere go completely silent, somewhere busy. We think the phrase might be, but I'm not wearing any knickers. It certainly worked for the woman last night at London Gateway Services on the M1. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Well, where are you?
I'm in the post office.
You're in it now? You're about to be in it?
Oh, I'm in it now.
Okay, right. Whereabouts?
In Battle.
Battle, right, okay. Yeah. Right, describe what's around you at the moment, please.
People.
Right.
Lots of people.
Lots of people, okay. Okay, right. Now, you know the phrase, Wendy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's really loud, but I'm not wearing any knickers.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Okay, it's got to be really loud, though, when you've got a top of your voice for me here, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, stop your laughing, love.
Okay.
Right. Right. Here we go.
You're right.
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, right. Really loud, but I'm not wearing any knickers. Go!
I'm not wearing any knickers! Yoo-hoo!
Did someone go, yoo-hoo?
Yes!
I had the opposite effect.
Yeah, that was rubbish.
Have you pulled?
Yeah, but I haven't got any on, really.
Pardon?
But I really haven't got any on.
Well, okay.
Whoa!
Thanks for your call. Radio 1 Podcast. And now a special celebrity version of our new game, Silence the Wherever You Are. Lorraine Kelly, hello.
Hello.
Are you Christmas shopping at the moment?
I am Christmas shopping, yes.
Okay, describe where you are right now, Lorraine.
Well, I'm in a very trendy store, buying my daughter, well, hopefully buying her a dress, but I just can't decide which one, and I'm getting stressed.
Don't tell her what it is, because that would kind of spoil the surprise.
I know, right, I'm not getting it, but I'm actually buying anything but a dress. It's definitely not a dress.
It's not a dress, then.
No,
okay, excellent.
Anything else but that.
Okay, well, thank you for agreeing, kind of,
yeah,
to be on Celebrity Silence the Wherever. Okay,
uh-huh.
What I'd like you to do in this busy shop, it probably is busy, lots of...
it's absolutely mental. There's people dancing around.
After work people doing Christmas shopping. You're in that London, aren't you?
Yes,
surely they would shut the shop for you, wouldn't they?
I would think so.
Well, you would think so. You would think so, actually.
I know. Now, that kind of leads me on
to... Listen, I think somebody's shoplifting over there. Hang on. Oh, no, it's okay.
Are you an in-store detective, Lorraine, in this spare time?
It's my other job.
Hang on, I've just got to stop somebody from shoplifting. Hang on a moment.
Go on, do a citizen's arrest. Go on.
I've got my eye on them, actually. I don't trust them.
Now, Lorraine, I know you're a good sport, so if you could, in this busy shop, shout out. It needs to be really loud.
Really loud?
Not when I say, okay.
Right.
But I'm the queen of daytime TV.
Right, okay.
Okay, and see if the place goes a bit quieter, okay? It's got to be loud, though, Lorraine. It's got to be loud.
Okay, I'm going to do it now.
Right, after three. One, two, three.
I'm the queen of daytime TV. Oh, here, I think it went a wee bit quiet there, do you?
Can you do it once more?
There are now people looking at me as if I have got two heads.
Okay.
And I think somebody might come up and arrest me.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's fine, don't worry.
Try one more for me.
One more, right, okay.
This is what our listeners have been doing today.
Oh, it gets to
yes,
the
I know.
Get to do the
I know, you're causing chaos in the nation.
It needs to be, if you could do, but I'm not wearing any knickers at the top.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, go on, please.
Go on.
Please.
Get go on. Sure? Right, okay, then.
Okay, after three. One, two, three.
I'm not wearing any oh, no, there's somebody coming up to talk to me. No, it's okay. No, I'm doing a thing for a song. Oh, my goodness. You know what? If I was young being single, I think I might have clicked then.
Really? Have you tapped off, Lorraine?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm jealous.
But it has gone quiet. You must admit, it's gone a bit quiet.
It did go quiet. I love you, Lorraine.
It did. I love you. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.